Well, Dermot, first of all, congratulations on winning the Buncrana Cup. It's been, what, 8-9 years, I think?
Yeah, the last time I think we won it was 2010, and I was, you know, we had a good group at that time. A lot of those boys have come through are current senior players for Derry, so, look, it's another, I suppose we have a development process in Derry in terms of bringing through our young players. Winning or losing today wasn't going to change the work that we've been doing. We've a lot of faith in what we're doing in Owen Begg, and I know Chris and his team have put together great structures for the likes of the boys, and that's how days like today have come about. So delighted we got over the line. It was a real good Donegal side, a real test, and that's what you expect when it comes to an Ulster Championship final.
Really, really went at them from the start and really pressed up on them. They probably played into your hand a bit. They went with two sweepers out for a time, I think.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose Donegal the last few years, they've been kind of, it's been kind of their blueprint. We knew that from the start, so we set out in the first half where if we were against the breeze, we wanted to make sure that we were being really tight at the back ourselves, but knowing that Donegal were perhaps going to drop off a sweeper, even though they had the breeze, we felt that if we could get through the first half with a high level of work rate, being smart on, in terms of our use of the ball, we kicked a few really good scores. I know the score at half time was quite low, but the scores we kicked were, I was really pleased with them. And look, I suppose we knew then the second half that turning around, Donegal had to come out and come at us. And look, if that game had went on an hour 5 minutes, could have went either road. Yeah. Just delighted we got over the line.
Given the amount of possession you had in the first half, you know, you would have probably felt you should have been further ahead at half.
Look, we would have liked to have been 1 or 2 points definitely further ahead. We dropped a couple short. We coughed up the ball a couple of times when we ran into Donegal defenders. And I thought then, in terms of our own defence, whilst Donegal didn't have many attacks, we probably conceded a score, certainly at least 1 point in the second half that we shouldn't have been conceding, I felt. But again, you know, players, they're young lads, they're nervous, it's a big day for them. That's the way these things go.
The goal at the start of the second half was a big score, really.
A goal in a final like that, a goal's worth more than just the 3 points on the scoreboard. It gave us a chance to reassess, just to get players re-energised. It gave us a lift, particularly for the next 5 to 10 minutes after the goal. And I think for us, that was the winning of the game, that 5 to 10 minute period after the goal, because, I mean, the last 5-6 minutes, we were really hanging on there. So we were just fortunate to have that cushion that we built up just after the goal.
Talk to me about this team. I suppose this, looking at it, there's a few old familiar
names. There is, yeah. Yeah, look, I must say these boys, they're a fantastic group of lads to work with, and not only that, their parents have been incredibly supportive, and their parents and their clubs deserve great credit for the work that they've done in developing these boys to this stage. We only see the boys for a short window. Those players now will go back to their clubs and have a long summer now playing with their club before they'll regather again in the autumn time for the minor campaign. And there are some great lads coming through there, and I'm delighted for each and every one of them.
Yeah, some big performances as well. I thought Donegal Gilmore in the middle of the field had a big first half. Captain Mark Doherty.
Look, Donegal, Mark, them boys, they enjoy the big occasion, the big games. They're never, you know, even when they make a mistake, they're always prepared to get back on the ball again, and that's what you want from your driving force in the team. The likes of Matthew Downey come out and get on a lot of ball there. Connor Shields, Sean Deehan, Lee Brady was driving out from the back. Adam McGonigal, who was a late addition to the team, he had been sick, missed the semi-final, came in this morning because we had a cornerback, Jack, dropped out sick. Adam came in, played the full 60 minutes, played a great game as well. So, look, really delighted for him.
I know you said that it's about a developing squad and developing players, but, you know, when you get to a final, it's nice to win it.
Absolutely, it's always nice to win. But, again, the process we've got in place in terms of what we're doing with our structures in Derry, it's not always about the trophies. We know that there's a pathway that we want to see these players coming through to senior football. Derry have, you know, we need these players coming through now over the next 4 to 5 years. And in the past 2-3 years, we have had, you know, with Damian McAuleen's done a fantastic job with the minor players that he brought through. Paddy Campbell had the minors back in an Ulster final last year. We won the Ulster Under 20 Championship. So things are certainly moving in the right direction. But, I mean, we're only at the starting point still at the moment. We have a lot of work to do, a lot of hours to put in between now and seeing Derry hopefully competing again for Ulster Championships at senior level.